Good afternoon, Haney Jewelry Company.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
Oh, I guess
Under
I'm
the
fine.
weather?
Yeah, we've had a rain out today.
Oh,
Excuse me.
sorry.
It's been raining like you wouldn't believe.
Really? I wonder if it has anything to do with that tropical storm down there.
I don't think it does. It
No.
may. It depends on what weatherman you're talking
That's true.
to.
Which one is
But anyway.
correct? Which science is correct?
Yeah, but anyway, what's happening in your part? Well, now you had something out of the ordinary happen up there, didn't you? What happened just recently? I heard it on the news, and I thought
I'm
about
not sure.
y'all.
In New York in general, or?
Oh, in Rochester.
Oh, I don't know.
Something out of the ordinary.
Like a crime or something?
Like a what?
A crime or something?
Oh, a crime, yeah. Yeah, something like either a house burning or blowing up or some sort of crime.
Oh, you saw about that one. Yeah, it's actually in the town our office is in. It's like 10 minutes away, not even. A house blew up, and luckily the family got out okay.
Well, this was a natural gas explosion or
Well,
something like
that's
that,
the
or
thing.
failure or something.
The gas company came to check, and they said the gas lines were fine. But you know
Oh,
what?
okay.
Someone locally posted on one of the neighborhood things and said that the family was doing their own addition to the
Repairs.
house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they might have messed with the internal gas lines.
Well, that sort of happens here. We had let's see, two buildings for sale, and a Vietnamese guy bought them. He's in the poultry industry, and he sells chickens, raises chickens and sells. So he bought two buildings, and the occupants smelled natural gas and called the fire department. Yeah, they condemned it, and then
Wow.
the owner of the building came in and took off the tapes that they condemned it with, and did his own repair.
Oh,
Well, the occupant still was smelling gas, so it came close to. Well, I mean, we could have been a greasy spot on the road
oh, I know.
if the fire departments hadn't acted
Oh
like
my
they should
gosh.
have.
Well,
But anyway, that's
it's just so
resolved.
dangerous. People just underestimate these things. Like, I understand it's cheaper sometimes to do these things yourself, but if you don't
I
really know
don't
what you're
realize that. I
doing,
don't think
don't mess with
I don't care.
those things.
I mean, there was probably 20 buildings would have been affected. Either, they could have probably condemned them if they
Yeah.
did blow up, or they just didn't exist anymore. But
I know. It's crazy.
yeah, I
They
don't
think
know.
another fire happened, was it last night? I think it was either last
You
night or the
got
night
to see a
before
fire.
because of
Bad
that.
enough, but an explosion.
Yeah, there was an old industrial building in the city. Because Rochester used to be a huge industrial city back in the day.
Yeah,
And
you got all those buildings.
all those old buildings. And this was an empty one in the west side of the city, and a 4-alarm fire happened. They had to demolish the whole building today. It took, I think they said, 14 fire companies to put the fire out completely.
14 fire. Oh my,
It
that was
was
big.
that big, that factory. It was that big.
What
And
did
it
they
was,
manufacture there at one
I
time?
don't
Was it big?
know. I don't know. And they said the fire started in the building, and there was no one in it at the time. So
Oh,
who
my
knows
goodness.
what could have happened? And I mean, obviously the homeless people and stuff probably could have
Oh,
started
yeah,
it and ran,
that
but
deserves a lot of problems.
yeah, it's a lot of problems here with that, especially a lot of empty homes here. That happens a lot. But for like a giant factory like that, you know, I mean, it is starting to get cold at night. I mean, we've had a couple nights in the last week where we've had 20-degree
In the
weather,
20s.
so.
Well, we hadn't made it that far. Let's see, we've been to the 30s already, but that's not
No.
too cold to me.
Yeah.
But
Well, knock on wood, we've been fairly lucky. Even yesterday, we were almost 60 and sunny. Today's a little cloudy, even in the mid-40s, so.
yeah. Well,
But
let's
we're
see.
fairly lucky right now.
We're getting close. I mean, obviously Thanksgiving. We hadn't
Yep.
had a frost yet, but I mean, we've been close. But that, 39 is close, about as close as. But
Yeah.
we look forward to. I mean, I'm ready for
The
some
cold.
20 weather.
Right.
I know y'all don't. Yeah, I don't think anything about that. If it snows, it's just one of those days. But
oh yeah, I mean we get dumped on up here.
We don't have enough of it. But anyway, I'm getting ready to write you a check.
Okay, all right, I'll let them know.
I got it all in the thing, and it should go out either tonight or in the morning.
Okay, no worries.
Somebody be smiling at me.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
So how's business?
It's been good. I can't complain. A lot of fancy cut diamonds. Naturals are like, even people that were very lab heavy are starting to see a switch, which is really nice to see. A lot of like even smaller naturals are coming back because obviously that was the price point of labs, like half to three quarter. I've had a handful of calls even for those. Yeah, which is nice to see. So our owners been buying more.
I'm having a lot of calls for lab created pieces from people I can't hardly understand that, you know, they're infiltrated.
All the vendors?
Yeah.
We get them too. I answer those calls too.
Oh, do you? I do not use good manners with those people.
I totally understand.
I don't want damn things in my house.
Oh, I get it.
Somebody else, you know.
I get it. We don't even own the ones that we have. We don't own them. We get them on memo. Our owner's not stupid. He doesn't want to pay for them.
Yeah.
You know, we hesitated forever to even get them in our inventory. But obviously, when it boomed, you know, we had a habit to sell it. But but we got them on memo. We never owned them. He refuses to buy them.
What is a boom in the laboratory created piece? How many pieces you got to sell to even make ends meet?
Well, let me tell you, we had a rep here try like test like a long term memo, with a store. They sold 32 pieces out of whatever they had over the handful of months. It only equaled out to be $18,000.
Yeah.
So it's like the turnover. It's like you got to do it like three or four times the amount just to make the amount on naturals.
So that answered his question right quick, didn't it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I was shocked because he was one of our testers to try to see if this will work because obviously people talk, oh, we need lab. Well, we never liked long-term in the first place because our turnover on our normal natural diamonds, we turn our goods 4.5 times a year.
Wow.
So we can't do those, obviously, on long-term. But, if we can in the lab, if that's what people want, that's what people are getting from other vendors, we did it. But it does take a lot more money to make anywhere close to a good penny on them, you know.
But, you know, the big thing about it is what comes afterwards. What are you facing when the lady then says, can you check my diamond? It's a fan.
Well, the sad part is some of these men aren't telling their women. So the women are going in getting appraisals or getting cleanings done or whatever, and the jeweler has to tell them they're lab grown. Does not end well for the men.
I don't want her ring or his ring to even leave there.
Yeah. Well, you had that one situation at the time, so you did well testing right in front of them.
It's just not worth my while to even.
I don't blame you.
Anyway, I try to. Anyway, I don't want to have to face it.
I get it. I don't like lab myself. I mean, I sell it here and there, but I definitely talk to those lab people all the time about how it's not good for the industry and how to try to convert back to natural. A lot of it is it's just an easy sale. So I think some of these jewelers have gotten, not necessarily jewelers, but salespeople have gotten very complacent over the couple years and just it was an easy sale. You know, it's cheap, you don't have to go over the battle of fighting about price and you just sell it and it's done, you know.
How easy is it 10 years from now, 5 years?
Correct.
Years.
Right, the long term, and that's what I constantly bring up. I'm like, okay, but what did you educate them on? And the other thing is adjusting the salespeople in the store. They're always complaining that they're getting all lab calls, they're all selling lab. But the single adjustment is super easy that they don't realize that they're doing that's messing up their sales. As soon as the client comes in, they ask them, are you looking for natural or lab? That puts them on the same level field as natural. Don't do that. Change it. You know.
And the consumer does not know how to justify what's right. Ask for. What's
right.
What's
And as the expert, that's where the salespeople fall short, because they put it on the same level field when they ask even that question alone, you know? So I've been kind of educating, not like kind of educating, you know, just kind of getting them to realize, like, okay, so walk me through your process when they come in. If they're telling me they're having issues with just lab, you know, and then 9 times out of 10, they all say, are you looking for natural lab? And I'm like, stop right there. I tell them right there, that is your problem, because you're putting it on the same level field. It's not the same.
You're being too nice. I tend to take this attitude, and we've experienced this before.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy comes in, I want to see an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
You have laboratory created, boy, that sparks me. I said, well, if you want to give her junk, go across the street.
Right.
If you want to give her something nice, and then when you give that piece of junk to her and she puts it on her hand, that's representing you on on her hand, and that's garbage.
Yep.
I'd like to be represented as garbage.
Right.
You know,
I understand you. Sometimes, though, some of those salespeople are so tuned into wanting to sell lab because it's easy that I have to be a little more gentle, or else they won't listen to me.
The concern I have with that is, you know, they get to thinking about what they're asking for and what they're getting.
Right.
Garbage.
Yeah, I agree.
She needs more to me than garbage. I said, well, you don't need to buy your actual created stuff.
Well, Tim, I've even had some stores tell me they put it in the same showcase as natural.
Oh, well, they're getting themselves in trouble.
So I tell them all the time, I'm like, that's my other question. Where is it in your store? And I've even had a couple stores say they adjusted over time. I tell the story of how I've had a couple stores completely move it on the other side of the store, far away from natural, and they're selling more natural. So that's where we have to, like, as obviously myself, as an expert in the industry on the diamond side itself, because obviously you guys, a store, like the retail itself, you have to wear many hats and gemstones and the gold and all that. Let me help you in the portion of the diamonds and get back to natural, because that's a big part, is our industry shot itself in the foot by pushing the lab too much. I mean, you did great. You are anomaly compared to most stores, let me tell you. But that's why, like, as an expert in diamonds, I have to kind of reroute a lot of these stores that I work with to, okay, wake up. This is not the end-all, be-all that you think it is. It's actually hurting you in the long run. So
My concern is what comes up next. What are we going to see next?
You know.
We've seen the cubic zirconia. We've seen all this fake diamond stuff. What's coming next?
I know. I think I saw that, too. Someone asked that recently on one of, like, the Facebook groups and stuff on social media. One of the jeweler groups. And someone said, watch, they're going to imitate gold next. I was like, oh, God, I hope not.
Well, they've already tried that, you know, once they had some alternative alloy.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't fly. You know, I forget who it was trying to make made a whole line of jewelry out of this
like gold filled, you're saying, and gold plated stuff.
Well, it's really more of a gold filled type concept.
Mm.
What they did was a bonding type of process rather than gold plating being electroplated, and it will wear off. But what they came up with would not. And that's why I'm saying it was a bonding on whatever metal it was, titanium or tungsten or whatever. But the sad part about that is, how do you back that up?
Yeah,
it didn't fly very high. It failed pretty quickly. Most of that was done with, say, like class rings, where they were able to employ maybe different colors into the metal, and it represented maybe pink gold or green gold or whatever it was. But it didn't fly very long.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, because now that I'm thinking about it, because I went to an all-girls Catholic school, the class rings are simple. There's no, like, gemstone or anything in the center. It's literally just all gold, or there was a silver option and stuff like that. And it's just engraved with our symbol and whatnot. And there was other options. I mean, but I ended up getting 10-karat yellow gold. My grandma didn't want to pay for it. She told me, you're working, you can pay for it for yourself. So I did what I could afford, but I knew I wanted real gold. I didn't want anything else.
But I think you made a right choice.
Oh, yeah.
Long, I had it taught you right.
My grandmother. She's like, if you're going to get something, make sure it's worth it and you're not getting, your skin doesn't get irritated by it, because I also have sensitive skin. So she's like, don't go for the heavy amount of gold, because obviously you can't afford that, but either get white gold or yellow gold. Don't go for the silver. I can't remember what the other one was, the other option, but...
The whole saying is, it's not the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, and it's lasted me all these years. I wear it every day. I've had it repaired a couple times, like the, because obviously over wear and tear, I've worn out the end part of the band a little bit, but misshaped it, and it's misshaped again. I'm looking at it now. But, I mean, it's lasted me wearing it every day for the last, I think, 15 years now. So, 11.
You ought to see this.
Yeah, 15 years.
They don't even look like a class ring.
Yeah.
They actually look more like a lady's right finger ring.
Oh, really?
Than they do a class ring.
Yeah, I wear mine on my right finger, because obviously I'm married, so I wear my wedding ring on my left finger.
Left,
but
yeah.
I've always worn it on my right.
Next time you're in the mall or the shopping center or wherever you do your shopping, stop by and take a look at the class ring. You'll be astounded at the style of rings. They don't even look anywhere close to a class ring.
Really? Yeah, they have like those giant, I don't know if they're fake gemstones or what in them. But I've definitely seen some at other places. Yeah, like Piercing Pagoda I've seen. And, like, I used to get certain, like, quick little earrings from Piercing Pagoda back in the day. And so I've definitely seen some in other places, in the Fast Fix places in the mall. Do you guys have any Fast Fix on there? I know that it's a chain.
No, I don't do the Fast Fix at all.
It's like a chain store within the malls that do, like, the batteries and the... Yeah, they're outrageous. My friend one time went in to go get a... She wanted her watch battery changed. It was gonna. They were going to charge her $60. I said, no, you're not. I said, we'll figure it out. And that's when I first started here. So even then, like, I knew back then you're getting ripped off.
That is a first-class gal, so I have to tell you. And they don't deserve to be in the industry.
No.
I hope they didn't last very long.
No, there's still some out there.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Well, because people in the mall, your ordinary people don't know, you know. They're just walking through the mall. Okay, we'll get it done quick, you know. They go shopping and come back and pick it up at the end of the day.
Well, the big thing, well, we do that here, but the point I'm making is, you know, they may not be there next week. I mean,
right.
The malls are closing up. Like,
oh, I know. One of our last Macy's here locally is closing, and I don't know if I told you, but our office is directly across from one of the big malls here.
No, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, so we're in the suburb of Rochester, and one of the biggest suburbs actually here, and we're directly across the big mall, and the Macy's there is closing. They converted the old Sears and JCPenney's into a storage unit place in one part of the mall. It's completely changing. The one main mall that we used to have, there's only a few stores really left in it, in another suburb here. One of the hospitals bought a big chunk of it and turned it into a surgical center, physical therapist center, you know, so it's like they own now a good chunk of that mall because there's like no stores left. So days of the malls are...
Renting space, cost of...
It's so expensive.
It's expensive to lease those buildings and keep them up. And
not only that, they also want a certain portion of your sales.
Oh, yeah. That's what it gets me, is whoever would allow that.
Some strip malls do that now, too.
The rent is based on a percentage of sales.
Yeah.
Now, who would agree to that? They must be desperate for it.
Yeah.
That area. Now, that's something you have to weigh very heavily.
I have a store I work with in Pennsylvania. He's been in the strip mall for years. It's been sold a couple times now. And when one of the last owners first bought it, because of all the other stores are open 7 days a week, they try to put a requirement that they would have to be open 7 days a week. They're a small family mom-and-pop store. Literally, it's the father, the mother, and the son that runs the store. And that's all they have. They have, like, one or two part-timers here and there. And it's just too hard for them to be 7 days a week. So they were able to figure out some sort of an exception since they've been there forever to allow them to only do 7 days a week during certain parts of the year. But during the like summer months and stuff like that, they can do 5 days. So it was five to six days.
Every territory is different, but
right,
it depends on the industry and the other retail outlets there. But we find very frequently that most of the retailers are not going to work 7 days a week. Now, we will for Thanksgiving. We have Christmas open house coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know, it's crazy.
It's,
yeah,
it's just,
I know. I'll be here with you 6 days a week, though, starting next week.
That's refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
hopefully, I can take advantage of that. But,
well, we'll be here Saturdays from 10 to 5, if you need me.
Yeah.
And then we'll be here till 7 during the week, I think possibly the first week of December. I'll have to verify on that portion, but...
When I find that purple diamond, I'll call you.
Yeah, let me know. Keep me posted, too, as you're going through your inventory right now. Let me know what you need to stock up and whatnot to get ready for the holidays. Studs, whatever. I know we did the one portion of the studs. Or if you need tennis bracelets or loose stones, let me know. I can see what I can get to help you.
Then the wool with us is tennis bracelets.
You're not selling very many of them?
Not selling any at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Excuse me. We're taking the ones we sold several years ago and remounting them into rings or pendants or whatever.
So surprised. They picked up so much all over the country because men are starting to wear them.
Not in the southeast, but anyway.
Right. I gotcha.
Not
You'll start to see that trend eventually. Men are starting to wear them. So.
Oh, gosh. Well, now, I'm not so sure I'd want to sell that man.
Yeah. Well, they're pairing them up with those watches, you know. They're trying.
You know,
a lot of the men like wearing the bling now, you know.
Well, I know we had one baseball player in Atlanta who wore pearls.
The pearls, I know, and pearls got so big too after that.
Well, it didn't last long, but he wasn't successful in the baseball thing, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they did go to the World Series, but anyway.
I gotcha.
It was a shock to most of us.
Right.
Unfortunately, I didn't sell a man a strand of pearls for himself.
I gotcha.
Really, I would have turned that over to Sue anyway.
I gotcha.
Let them sell.
I gotcha.
I think that was a deal that I didn't want to get involved in.
No, totally understand.
But if something comes up, I got
somebody. Let me know. We also have necklaces, too, so let me know whatever you need, okay, Tim?
Okay, thanks, man. Enjoy
Thank
you. Talk to you
Same
soon.
Here.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.